Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Saravan Restaurant and Flavor Matters, continuing my conversations with Armenians and Armenia about Armenia. And I am privileged today to have Dr. Vartanush Petrosyan, who is joining us directly from Yerevan, Armenia. So I should say good evening, Vartanush, because it's evening time there.
Yes, now in Yerevan is evening, and good evening, and many thanks for the invitation, Serge.
Of course, Vartanush. Instead of my introducing you to our listeners, I would like you to introduce us to how you became a doctor. First of all, your life in Yerevan. You're in Yerevan now. And your life in Yerevan. And you are at an age that you lived both in the Soviet Yerevan and Armenia, and now the independent Armenia. And just a little bit about the life, your daily life in the past and now, and then what inspired you to become a doctor? And then what inspired you to focus more into diet? Just really briefly, if you could.
Yes, I will try. Very briefly, let's start from my day and my life in modern Yerevan. Now we are living a very hard time after COVID, after this conflict with Nagorno-Karabakh. But I really enjoy every moment living here, because if Armenia for incomers, for tourists, for Armenians coming out of country is mostly Ararat and Sevan, we enjoy it every moment. And
Sevan being the lake in Armenia, which is in northern part of Armenia.
And Ararat is seen from Armenia, but now it's not in Armenia. It's mountain, very famous one for Armenians around the world.
Where do you live in Yerevan? You live near the Kentron, or you live in one of the districts outside of the center?
No, I live near the Kentron. I can walk to the Kentron, to the center of Yerevan, maybe 20 minutes by walk. I can get my work from my home. My work in the center of Yerevan, but in these very hot summer days, I prefer to get my work by car with air conditioning.
Of course, and you mean by car, meaning you drive, or do you take one of the numerous
taxis? No, I take
taxis.
We have local Uber, it calls Digi. I always use this taxi instead of driving car, because traffic is, is not very quiet. It's very dangerous to drive here.
Of course. I mean, for our listeners, just to make a comparison, driving in Yerevan is not much different than driving in Manhattan, New York. And hailing a cab is not any different than hailing a cab in New York. In fact, sometimes there are more cabs than cars.
Yes.
But you prefer to call one of these services, so you stay
then
home.
Drive and then myself. Yes.
So because the modern technology.
Yes, it's the same as the Uber. They have application. You can very easily catch one taxi by application, and they are very clean. With air conditioning, you can choose. There are many choices.
Right.
So, yeah, I prefer.
And Vartanush, you said that it's very hot there. How hot is it today, or how hot was it today?
By Celsius, it's near the 14, so it's too hot, unusual, unexpected hot for June in Yerevan.
Right, so about 90 degrees or more. But the interesting thing about Armenia is that it's a very dry heat, right?
Yes, that's why. We need somewhere with air conditioning, and for weekends, everyone tries to go out of the city, somewhere in the mountains or the rural area where the climate is, temperature is a bit lower.
Okay, so here you are, you're in Yerevan. You are a trained medical doctor. Your original profession was gastroenterology.
Yes.
And then you became a general practitioner. And then you've done your studies both in Yerevan and in Russia and also in Europe. Then you became very interested in diet. And what I think would be interested is for you to tell us a little bit about the difference in the Soviet era and the first decade of Armenia's independence and what you saw was happening in Armenia that that helped you make the decision that, oh, I want to become a dietitian because I see this trend.
Let's start from the collapse of Soviet Union. I remember every detail from Soviet Union because I was on my my maybe grade 12 or 11. I was in the end of school years when Soviet Union was broke. So it was very difficult. Yes, as you know, we have no electricity, nothing, no heat, no electricity. So it was difficult to survive, but we were very happy and we were full of hope and positive emotion that we are starting our new life in new independent republic. And we were very happy and proud to have our republic, independence. So for those days, I can say I live in very wealthy family. So this lack of electricity, lack of food, lack of bread didn't touch our family. But we were in the country, and country in lived in very poor economic and political situation. I remember that we had only 2 hours electricity, and it was very difficult decision what we can do during those 2 hours. Should we do ironing, or should we heat the water, or should we just cook something? And that was years when there were the first cereals from abroad, and they were very famous. Santa Barbara, I don't know, do you know this American film Santa Barbara?
I think it's a series that you're speaking about, not a film, a series. Yeah.
This is a series. So we try to find place when we can watch this this film, because it was about the life very different we lived that time. And I think the people from my age now remember this Santa Barbara and his heroes very detailed, because it was
it provided escape for you.
Yes, it was a real escape, maybe a few escapes from life, because really we live very hard times there.
Did you at that time know that you wanted to become a doctor?
No. After graduating school, I had a decision to go and became a journalist. But my parents were against my decision, and they told me that you have to earn your money. So the best for this, go and became a medical doctor.
So I just need to interject. You know, here you are an Armenian in Yerevan, and I'm an Armenian in Iran, and a journalist would not have been approved by my parents either. You either have to be a lawyer, a doctor, or an accountant. So it was at the encouragement of your parents that you chose medicine?
Yes. They said, no. They said, maybe you would like to become a medical doctor. I say, okay, huh? I will. It wasn't difficult, so I went, even don't know which...
Did you start your medical school during the Soviet era or after the Soviet era?
After Soviet, just after Soviet Union. Okay. And it was the collapse of Soviet Union. And we had no English language literature. We had very old-fashioned lectures, nothing new. Only in the end of our student years in university, we had this English literature, something new, this new touch in teaching methods. But it was in the last years of our university study. So,
which you mentioned about the English literature, and yesterday when you and I were getting acquainted for this podcast, I was surprised at the fluency that you have in the English language. I mean, you speak Armenian, you speak Russian, you speak French, and then you also speak English. And you told me how you learned English. Please share that with our listeners.
Thank you very much. Of course, I would love to know better English. I always try to do something to improve my English. But for the past years, I haven't such free time for this, but I will do that, of course. About my English, I studied English after graduating medical university. I took summer courses maybe after my 13, when I was maybe 13.3 or 35. I took my first language courses as courses. Before, I just read the English text. And so difficult to understand the language, the logic of this language, the words. Even now, I think my pronunciation comes from French and from Latin, not from English.
Right.
But thank you very much. You understand me. Many people understand me well.
Yeah, I understand you perfectly well, given the fact that you really, I mean, what you didn't express in this sentences is that you really have taught English yourself to yourself.
Yes.
You know, you were introduced and you realized that you want to learn this language and you educated yourself in the language. And I find that to be a very... difficult task, because I have taught the English language and I've had to learn the English language. And I don't think it's an easy language to learn, nor is it an easy language to teach, especially to Russian speaking or Armenian speaking or Farsi speaking individuals. And those are the individuals that I've taught English to, of course, Spanish as well. Bartanishjan, we're coming to an end because I want to continue conversation with you. We're coming close to an end. I would like to follow up on what you noticed about the change in your own personal life and in the life of the society in Yerevan that you experienced as a medical doctor living there and seeing how the country was transitioning from a Soviet Armenia to an Armenian independent republic, and how other influences were coming into the country and impacting the everyday life of the individuals. I would love that if you and I could continue on that for the next segment. Mm-hmm. Will you stay with me?
Yes, of course, with pleasure.
Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant. I am in conversation with Dr. Vartanush Petrosyan, who is on a Zoom call with me directly from Yerevan, Armenia. Thank you, Vartanush. I look forward to continuing this conversation.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Saravan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Saravan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, saravan.com on the web.